This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Out West Radio, a community-driven podcast built in the heart of Hamilton at Western Community Centre. We are webbing networks and creating safe spaces for ownership in our community. Whānau first, hapori first.
Morena e te iwi no mai, haere mai, and welcome to Out West Radio. You are tuning in with your host Regan for today, and I've got a new buddy on the decks with us today, and we have Rosemary in the house. Hey, hey.
Hey.
How are we today?
Cold.
Yeah, it is pretty cold, eh? So we are Out West Radio, and we are giving you the inside scoop of everything that's happening here on the west side of Hamilton, pretty much coming out of the heart of Norton. But we have a mission statement to create opportunities and provide the support that enhances the holistic well-being of the people in our community, and with a vision statement of thriving, vibrant, healthy, and self-reliant communities. And we have our values, which is strength-based, respect, integrity, quality services, meaningful relationships, professionalism, and te tiriti o waitangi. And we try our very best to make sure that everything that we do is based around all of that, based around our mission, our vision, and our values. And we have been operating for just over 40-odd years. And yeah, we're bringing you everything that is coming up. We have just come out of probably another busy part of our normal routine. So if you have tuned in over the last couple of weeks, we have just come out of our school holidays, first lot of school holidays for the year. And it was a busy time, as always real busy for us. So if it is like your first time coming into the centre through those period of time, you will definitely get to see that many of our staff are all over the place, running activities and getting amongst everything out in the community. But also, Rosemary was a part of our junior holiday program that operates for the 2 weeks. So in a little bit, we'll hear from Rosemary how her holidays have gone with our juniors and what the program looks like. And she can kind of give you guys an insight into what a holiday program can look like for your kids. But it is getting very, very cold. We are coming into these cold, snappy weathers. I think the last couple of days have been a little bit icy. And I know all of our OG listeners, myself and Tom, always give you guys some tips and tricks. So don't worry, we're getting some new tips and tricks that are coming up for you. So as we head into the winter period, we'll give you guys everything that we normally do, how to keep your house warm, how to defrost your car quickly, and probably some most trivial information that you probably don't need to know, but we'll draw on that information at some point in your life. But yeah, if we head it over to Rosemary's just going to give us a little update on how her 2 weeks with the junior holiday program went and what they got up to over those weeks.
Oh yes, holiday program. It was a full-on 2 weeks. It was really, really great. It was good to see the kids from previous holiday programs that have come back to us, and definitely the new ones that have come through over the last 2 weeks. Some of them just come for a couple of days. Some of them come for the whole 2 weeks, which is really, really great. So holiday program. Holiday program was very, very, very eventful. We did lots of trips. We did a lot of activities, we did lots of talking, getting to know the new children that are coming through our holiday program. Went to the museum.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so one of our trips was a museum. And if you don't know, they did have an airplay, like this really, really fun area where you just let your kids run wild.
Cool.
It's really, really great. The kids loved it. I think it was my favourite day to actually go out and do that. I know it was some of the other leaders as well, like some other staff members of the holiday program. I think they really enjoyed it. The kids definitely enjoyed it. Had a massive, bounty castle in there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you could make your own paper plane and throw it with hundreds and thousands of other people's paper planes. It was really, really cool.
Is that in the, like, the Excite type of part of the museum, or was it something similar to the Excite where you got to, like, it's all interactive, eh?
Yeah, yeah, so it was all interactive. It wasn't in the Excite Centre area. It was kind of just, like, up to the left of as you walk in.
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah.
So it was just like a little couple of months thing that they had going on there. It was really, really cool. Yeah, the kids didn't want to leave, and the people at the museum were actually really, really great and gave us extra time, which was really cool.
Nice.
And we're really, really appreciative of that, because we had kids like only complaining because they wanted to stay longer. And it was, you know what, I was complaining too because I didn't want to leave. But we were on a time crunch and we got to do everything that we wanted to do. We did lots of baking. If you haven't tried this like biscuit cake, it's simple, easy, it's great. We'll have to give you a recipe eventually at some point in time. We'll even check it up on Facebook and stuff. The kids, our junior kids were the ones that made it. And it came out delicious.
Awesome.
I mean, delicious. Everyone loved it, especially the, like, our junior kids that were actually making it. They, I think they enjoyed it most, to know that everyone else enjoyed that main dish the most. It was so good to see that. And won't talk all day about it. I could, but I won't. But if you want to like see what we did, I do have photos, and that'll get shared around. Like, maybe check it up on like our Instagram, and if you want to check it out, go look on there and see what we got up to and the misbehaving that we did and roaming around the place. But yeah.
Awesome. So we operate a 2-week junior holiday program every school holidays, and the catch is we've our holiday program is always up for hot demand, and we do fill up very quickly. So I am aware we have only just started the term, but us parents know that the terms go very quickly. So if you are looking at a new holiday program, or you're wanting to join our holiday program, get in contact with us throughout the term, and we can keep keep in contact with you to keep updated on what's happening with that and when that becomes available for you to enroll for it. I know that my kids were they were exhausted after the 2 weeks. Normally, and if you're an OG listener, you've probably heard me over the last couple of years explain how challenging the school holidays can be for my girls, because they for my eldest, it's not stimulating enough. And that is just because my daughter is, she's full on and needs lots of stimulation from games and all sorts of bits and pieces. So, no, you guys did a great job. The kids looked absolutely wrecked after the 2 weeks. And you know what? You guys did an amazing job also with the wet weather we had amongst through the 2 weeks.
Was terrible.
And the short week, obviously, we had in the first week with having our Easter holidays in amongst that too. So, if you're just tuning in, we're just kind of recapping on what our holidays looked like for us. We had our junior holiday program happening. We had our senior holiday program happen in the first week, and the boys had so much fun that they kind of created themselves a mini program in the second week. So they did pop off a few days throughout the week with Tom to go and enjoy some activities and some antics out in the community. We also had our Western Wheels license course kick off last week as well, and that was a successful course. And so we have a lot of our programs come out in our school holidays. That's where you'll find a lot of our staff are running these programs and services. And so, don't be alarmed if you do pop into the centre and it's only a few of our staff members that are around. The rest of us are in the building. We're just scattered throughout the building at the time running of our programs. But we do. We do love our holiday program time for us. It's a different time where you all get to do something slightly different. But it's been I think it's been a nice school holidays leading into, back into term this week. So we've had after school care kick off this week. Our youth programs haven't kicked off just yet. We don't start that till the second week of term, so that they will start again next week. But I do know that we have spaces available for our after school care. So if you are based at the Norton Primary School or Rotokauri Primary School, or looking at enrolling your children into those two particular schools, those are the two schools we cater to for our after school care. And if you are wanting to get a little bit more information, either head over to our Facebook page, head over to our website, give us a call, flick us an email, or flick us a Facebook message, and we will pass you over to our coordinator, who can give you all the inside bits and pieces on, you know, what to expect, how much everything is, and how to enrol. And we are also WIN subsidised as well. So,
Yeah,
you can go and get a subsidy too, or apply for subsidy if just needing that extra support. But yeah, so if you're just tuning in, we're Out West Radio, giving you the inside scoop on everything that's happening out west, kind of giving you updates on what's coming up, what to expect from us.
What we've done in the past.
Yeah, what we've done in the past, what we've got coming up. And I think we're lucky because in the first week of term, it's nice and quiet and cruisy for us. And you know what, probably just jinx that now.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you've just made
Yeah, I just jinxed that for us to make it nice and busy. But what we will do is Rosemary is just going to let us know, or give you guys an insight on what is actually, what we do, what we have that operates out of our buildings daily. And this is what it looks like in a week with us, with our venue hire. So Rosemary is going to give you the update on that.
Before we start, Regan said building. We don't just have a building, we have buildings.
Yeah, buildings with
plural,
the S.
You know? So, what we offer are over 101 unique support services, activities, events, and programs are held here each week. Each year. Available to the public from our community owned facilities at Hyde Ave, so 46 Hyde Ave, and 101 Grandview Road. We are a community information hub. So with that, we have the Justice of the Peace every Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We have our Citizens Advice Clinics Wednesday from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. We have our Family Court Navigator. They come every fortnight. Kāinga Ora Housing Support Manager, they also come fortnightly. Whānau Support Worker. We have our Hamilton Budgeting Advisory Trust and Financial Mentoring every Tuesdays and Fridays. Legal advice from Naaman Pebbles Holt, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. till 10 a.m. You have to book in with that. So if you do want that, please book in before just showing up. Acupuncture is every Tuesday from 10 to 11:30. With that, you also have to book, so please book. Don't just turn up, because if no one books, then they won't show up. Plunkett Outreach Clinic. Our Fruit and Veggies Co-op bags for $15 every Wednesday. They are packed fresh every Wednesday morning and are ready to sell after 10:30 a.m. You don't need to order. You can just come in and get them from our reception. We have our Western Community Newspaper, bi-monthly, delivered to 19,000 homes. Programs and activities. We have playgroups and children's programs, a.k.a. our after-school and holiday programs for the children's. 50-plus event trips, luncheons, activities, walking groups. Powerball check. Bring your Powerball in to ensure you are not paying more than you need to. Toy Māori Māori Arts. Western Wheels Learner License Courses. As Regan said, they were last week. So she does the teachers and tutors the people for there that want to enter those courses. Also look on our website and Facebook and all that for the information on that. Out West Radio, we are on here right now, so listen to us and catch up on all the events and stuff like that coming up. You can listen to it on Fridays at 11 a.m. on Free FM 89.0, or listen on digital platforms. Youth activity, events, programs, and leadership development, children's holiday and after school programs, Community education and training, facilities and services. We have free phone to the public. We have free computers that the public can use. Photocopying, printing and scanning. We have each year over 153 community groups, organizations, faith-based communities, education providers and clubs use our venue each year. Also a great place for whānau gatherings and celebrations. Tables and chair hire. The fair share market every second Saturday of the month. Our crop swap 9 a.m. till 10 a.m. Craft swap from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. and repair co-op at 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. Regular 111 care first aid courses. Go Eco-Free Food Store, that's Thursdays and Fridays at 1 p.m. Free meals, Monday, Wednesdays and Friday during the school term from 2:30 p.m. Those lunches do come from the school each day on the Monday, the Wednesday and the Friday. And we do pick them up from the school and bring them back down to our centre at just after 2:30, closer to 3 o'clock. So if that is something that, if any of these things are something that everyone is into, please also give us a message, give us an email, come down, check it out. If you want to volunteer and help with some of the stuff that we need volunteers with, give us a message. We can give you all those details for that. And that's pretty much it, what we have here. It is a lot, but it does our community well.
It really does. So if for some reason you've missed that, or you might have missed a date or a time for something, we have booklets available in on-site. So if you come into the 46 Hyde Ave building, in our reception, it's like an information centre. So we've got lots of pamphlets and posters up of upcoming events, upcoming courses, that's not only just based here at 46 Hyde Ave, but also just kind of in all sorts of different agencies that work in communities. So you can access that, or you can just give us a call, flick us an email, pop in to see us and just ask, but we will be able to give you guys those details. I was thinking when me and Tom, so if you're our OG, Tom is currently away on Praxis at the moment, so he is around the Motu like normal. And normally when me and Tom jump on, we'll do some like fun facts or some trivial questions and things like that. And normally he's pretty good and he'll prep us for that. But you know what? We're going to throw each other into the deep end.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I'm thinking, because we're coming up to a long weekend, right? Mm-hmm. We're about to come into Anzac. Anzac is tomorrow. And so a lot of people will be getting up very early tomorrow morning for the dawn service or for the dawn parade, or potentially attending the civic
at 10
for Anzac. So what I'd like to know is, or is there a tradition that you do for your family or for yourself when it comes to Anzac, and what is your plan for Anzac Day? You know how some families have like kind of traditions too, that whether it's that you're something that you're still doing now or something that you did as a kid or had to do as a kid or whatever.
We never, like a couple of times, like Mum and I have just gotten up super early. I'm not a morning person, but that's okay. But we have gone to the dawn service.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And parking is crazy.
Yes, yes.
Trust me on that. Parking is crazy. So I remember, we don't do it often, but I remember this, Mum and I parking quite a while away and having to walk there. And we weren't even, like, we couldn't see much.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's just the fact that we managed to get up there early.
Yeah, just being present for the moment.
Yeah, got there and watched how many people actually showed up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really a tradition, it's not something, it's just something that we like to do every now and then just to,
nice,
if we have the energy, but,
yep,
you know, also working,
mm-hmm,
and now there's, kids and,
yep,
everything
just
involved.
Life
happens.
Yep.
But I don't know, we've done stuff with, like, our holiday program, so I think that's something cool that we've done something for Anzac.
it's cool. If you come into our reception, our holiday program had done, it's like a little, as some poppies and made it like a wreath.
That's
it. It looks amazing on our wall, and we love it because it's always been made, like, it's made from our kids. One of our volunteers, TJ, she would, there's normally a little bit of a display out the front of our building.
With the red poppies.
With the red poppies and the crosses and stuff like that too. So we do at the centre love to...
embrace it.
Yeah, embrace it. And also our kids love getting amongst it. They've also made some Anzac cookies this week as well. Mm-hmm. Man, compliments to the bakers because those were really, really good.
Didn't get any.
I think I just walked in at the right time when I was picking up the kids.
Yes.
But I remember being a kid and so my grandparents were veterans and stuff like that. So it was a requirement to attend the dawn service as a kid. So, and I think I've told the story quite a few times on radio when it comes to this time of the year, but they had, I remember... So the tradition would be I would get my hair done up in curls, so old school curlers where, and this is, my grandmother would do this, where you'd roll your hair up into curlers, put a wrap over it to hold the curls, and then you would sleep like that. So I'd get my hair done the night before going to the dawn service. My grandmother had like a waterbed, so it was like all over the place as a kid. You know, it hurt my head with these rollers. And then being up first thing in the morning and going to the dawn service with my grandfather was always something I looked forward to. And it's also because it's the day before my birthday too. So it was a fun celebration because I got to do that with my grandparents. Then I'd get taken out shopping to go and get you know, my stuff for my birthday, and then got to enjoy that. So every year growing up, right up until I think I was at high school, pretty much was made to do that. A little bit harder when I was a little bit, you know, in the preteen stages. But, So we do that as loving the dawn service. And so many people and so many of my friends take their kids to the service now from them being a kid going to the service. So it's quite cool watching all the families come out to celebrate everyone that, you know, served then and stuff like that. But, yes, coming into long weekend, it means it has given us the Monday. So do you have any plans for your long weekend?
Like, I don't have anything planned. Like, you know, we're just going to – obviously, there's a house. You know, like, we have a home that we have to keep clean, and we have a nearly four-year-old, you know.
Got to entertain. Just,
you know, like, you have them, you got to keep them entertained, but out of love, they trash your house.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, well, you know, we might just go to a park. Everyone's probably going to take their kids to a park, but you know what? Go make friends.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Make friends, but probably do that. We definitely want to do some baking, though, because we have a lot of baking stuff.
Nice.
That we got when we first moved in that's just still sitting there. So why not do some baking on Anzac Day?
Yeah, that's the one, actually. Yeah. That's a good idea.
I can't cook to save my life, but hey, I will give it a go. And if it comes out charcoal, well...
You've got charcoal baking. Hey.
If anyone wants some, let me know.
No, definitely. Before we jump off, I thought I might actually mention the kind of small event that happened this week here at the centre. We had a porphyry happen here at the centre on Wednesday, and this porphyry pretty much was a big, and it was the first welcome for our youth council for Hamilton City Council.
No, 5 years not having one.
That was huge. Hey, that was quite huge. And we were very, myself and Rosemary were very lucky enough to attend on the centre's behalf with three of our young ones. And it was a cool experience to watch the youth council, be welcomed into the space, kind of be welcomed into that position, into their role. And why not do that first stop here at Western Community Centre? Mm-hmm. So they got to see the heart of Norton operating how it would normally operate during the week. And I remember there was a few of our, like one of our board members come in, and a few of our regulars all like, what's happening, you know, kind of thing. And so just being able to express to them what that was for was actually quite cool. And it's a cool space for our young people, right? This means that, you know, that their voices will be able to be channeled through these young ones that are, you know, pretty much up and training councillors, hopefully, like Hamilton City councillors.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good space that we're moving into. And it was cool because we had three of the young ones that attend our programs that are local to our centre, that are part of our community, that got to see what this was about, yeah. you know. And I remember having a chat with one of the girls, and she was kind of just like blown back, like it was cool to hear. They got to hear a little bit of insight on how many people applied for these roles, and there were only 12 seats available. So, and we're talking a couple of hundred, you know, applications went out there. So it's cool to see so many of our young ones wanting to move into kind of like that political space, yeah. but for the youth.
They would be so good at it too. Like the ones that did attend with us, I feel like they, I don't know, later in the future, if they do become want to attend to that, it would be so cool.
Definitely. And also because they got to see that firsthand, and things like that. And also got a little bit of an insight. So the people that are, our Hamilton City Councils that are in that space, some of them were from the Youth Council when we did have it. So being able to be on the other side of that and then welcoming in the new part, and then having girls that would suit in that space, and for them to be able to visualize that and see that, you could see things starting to tinker around in their own minds about that. And one of our girls said that it was a nice experience to be on the other side of the Porphyry, not being the family or the group that has to manage everything and make sure everything's going into space, being able to just embrace that time. And so she was explaining how she found that, she was quite impressed with that, and so it'll be quite interesting to see how this works in this space for them and them being a part of that. So a big massive shout out to our young ones for that. Massive shout out to the 12 youth councillors that have been
been
pretty much allocated that seat. Great work and good work for you guys. You got a huge job ahead of you guys, and what a great way to pave it for the rest of our young ones that are up and coming into that space. But quickly before we head off, I do think we do have a few fruit and veggie bags available to purchase today, extras that are single items that you can come in and, you know, like fruit to buy separately from the bag. So please get in, especially before the long weekend. We want to make sure that we can get that out to everybody. Make sure you come and collect the last of these school lunches that we will be collecting today for the long weekend, because there won't be any Monday because there's no school on Monday.
We have our fruit that have been given to us from the public, so we have a lot of like tomatoes
and a lot of
feijoas. What else do we have out there? We had
apples,
kiwi
fruit, cherry tomatoes.
Yeah, they were cherry tomatoes.
And then we've got our excess that we've got as well. So please come in and grab that before we head off to the long weekend. But that is us for this week. Thank you for tuning in to myself and Rosemary for this week. You'll have Tom back on the decks next week.
Oh, yeah.
But that is Out West Radio, and this is us signing out for the week, and we will see you next week.
Later.
See you. Whose intentions are good or not, please don't let me be misunderstood.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.